We're still out of the effective range of the portable communicator back on Darien. Another 20 minutes and we'll be able to establish a secure link.
Thanks, Greg said. I appreciate your efforts. In the meantime, there's a wee gap or two in my understanding.
You mean how we came to be here?
Greg nodded.
Was it the result of a clash of politics?
Ash frowned.
On Tigra, we don't have your kind of political debate. We've been a military society for so long that many aspects of public provision, health, education, or power supplies, for example, have remained universal due to a consensus of necessity. Resources are not plentiful, which has led to restrictions on market influences. Our energies are instead directed towards improvements in our combat abilities and readiness. There is honor in battle, and the love and litany of battle forces certain responsibilities on every Tigran soldier. But our principles are only as strong as the men and women who live by them. Marshal Becker was corrupted by the hegemony, and in turn he has corrupted the commanderies, the Bund, and Tigran society.
The Bund was the semi-elected council governing Tigran society, and the commanderies were like regiments, each with its own history, tales, axioms, and heroes.
Becker is unhesitating in his compliance with the hegemony's needs, Ash went on. No matter how cruel and ignoble, even if it means Tigran troopers using the all-enclosing Ezgara armor when deployed in human-centric environments. Captain Gideon and the Stormlions are implacably opposed to Becker's poison. Thus, we have become outlaws, criminals to be hunted down. It was in the captain's mind to head for the Earth Sphere to find commercial security work, but then he met your uncle. He convinced Captain Gideon and the rest of us that Darien was worth fighting for, especially after...
Ash fell silent, sentence incomplete, his face clouded by some underlying anger which Greg decided to avoid for the time being.
Well, Darien is certainly worth fighting for, he said. But it's my people that are worth dying for.
Ash gave him a look of faintly surprised approval, then pointed at an auxiliary console to the right of his own.
Mr. Cameron, there's a seat there which swings down. That's it. Now, are you hungry? I can have some food and drink brought for you. It's only rations and recyc, however.
Oh, that would be great, Greg said.
All I've had for the last 4 days has been berries and nuts.
Contact! A vessel has just exited hyperspace 1850 kilometers off our stern, said one of the bridge officers. It emerged on a high V course and tracked us almost immediately, and now they're ramping up their acceleration.
Go to combat ready, Ash said. And ID it. Give me a config. Anything.
No iron signals, rapped out the other bridge officer.
Profile is of an imbecile heavy trader.
Ash, staring at his holoplane, gave a derisive snort.
Not with that emission curve. Ready battle systems, generate target points, all crew on standby.
Wait, it's gone, broke in the first officer. Off the sensors, just vanished.
Suddenly, there was an insistent beeping, and readouts bordering the main viewport flickered. The officer sat back, stunned.
And it's back.